Good morning, INS. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Oh, hiya, Aaron. It's Mary Balmain again.
Hi, Mary. You okay?
I am fine. I've had a bit of an upsetting weekend, but spoke to my daughter and she's helped me through.
Oh, no, I'm sorry
anyway.
To hear that. just before we proceed, Mary, can you just confirm your address and date of birth for me for data protection, please?
Okay. 2 Ashgrove Terrace, King Lassie, 211064.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Marie. What was it that I can help you with? Sorry.
Right. So I was able to, you know, when I was trying to read the emails, my phone was playing up because it was really hot after being on the phone for so long and whatever.
Yeah.
Then I read your text message, which came up quite well. So just a few things to ask you.
Yep.
You had said, have you ever been in receipt of? And one of them was the criminal compensation. Could you tell me what the other two were again?
So criminal compensation or like a civil claim through any of the organisations or local authorities that we're going to be listed with towards this scheme.
Uh-huh, and there was another one.
Okay, not that I can think of off the top of my head, just the civil claims or the criminal injuries.
All right, that's all it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, just them two, really.
No.
Convictions, that was it. It was convictions I asked you about. But we knew that answer already.
Okay. The other thing was, my daughter was telling me that the health records are kept at the Victoria Hospital and not at my doctor's surgery.
Okay. Anything that is... So if you go to the hospitals or anything like that, any notes, I'm pretty sure I will get clarity on this, but any notes, if you go for surgery, if you go for an A&E attendance, anything like that, they'll always send a letter back to your doctors informing them that you've attended. Whether you need a follow-up or not, they'll still notify your doctors of an attendance or of some sort. By all means, I'm more than happy to put down a hospital for you. If you want us to, potentially.
Well, the thing is, if you go through the doctor and they don't have my notes, they'll redirect you back to the hospital, won't they?
I'd like them to, but we can't always depend on that. Because some people obviously don't want to do their job and they're just like, yep, no, we don't have no records. There is others out there that are like, oh yeah, we don't have the records, but why don't you try this place?
Right, okay.
Do you understand? It just depends on the type of person.
Right, my daughter works at the NHS and she says that the records are kept at the Vic and not at your doctor's surgery.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll make a note of that.
Make a note of that.
What was the hospital's name, sorry?
The Victoria Hospital, Kirkcaldy.
Okay, just bear with me. That one there. Right. Okay, no worries. I've made the note for my subject access request team.
Okay,
that one.
So the other thing was when you asked about the address and I told you it was 48 Berry Street. It was. That was where I first grew up. But then you've got that my parents were James and Isabella.
Yeah.
That was actually my grandparents, and they didn't live at 48 Berry Street.
Yeah, so all that is that the addresses don't connect to exact. So I've got three addresses that you've given me.
Yeah.
So I've got 48 Berry Street, 77 Union Street, and 50 Factory Road.
That's right.
And then
you've got my parents as being James and Isabella Bett.
Yeah, no, but I have listed them here as grandmother and grandfather.
Okay, that's fine.
So is that populated through on the application form as mother and father, is it?
Yes, it has.
Right, okay. That's not exactly a massive issue,
Okay.
because the scheme will either want to come back to us and say, like the names of the mother and father don't match, and then we can, as I said, we do have full correspondence with the scheme, so we relay any information or information that may not be correct, we'll change that with the scheme themselves.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll give that advice to them if need be. But yeah, no, it is on my system here. I've probably changed it after I've sent you the forms, which is my apologies, but I've changed it
No,
here
that's fine.
to, yeah, grandmother and grandfather.
Right, and then the other thing was, so there was a list of charges for anything from the highest solicitor down to a paralegal
Yeah.
and their hourly rate. So do you pay the hourly rate and the 19.2%?
No. It is all done within the 19.2%. That hourly rate is just a breakdown. Obviously, with SRA regulations, we have to disclose that in case
Okay.
of just a general proceeding itself. But no, when it comes to the Scottish Reader Scheme, we are obviously just only taking the 19.2%. There's no additional. There's no hidden charges. There's no nothing like
Right,
that.
okay.
It's just whatever you're awarded, all you've got to worry about is the 19.2%
Right.
coming to ourselves, and whatever work or time, effort, anything spent on your case is not broken down hourly as such. It's just more as a whole.
Right. Or if I pulled out before it came to fruition, I'd maybe
Yeah.
get charged the hourly rate.
Yeah, that's correct. That's where it only comes into place if you were to obviously pull out with not on our advice.
Right, okay.
So that's why we give you the cancellation period. We obviously tell you the percentage that we'll be taking at the end of it. But obviously, besides obviously that conclusion, obviously, yeah, as you may understand, if we're 6 months into this and we've still got 6 months to go, we've put 6 months of work into your
Yeah, I
case.
get that. I just wondered if it was both.
Yeah, no,
I know
yeah,
what you said to
completely
me, but
understand.
these niggles go through your head.
Yeah.
So do I have to pay tax on anything that I got?
Not that I know of, because it is an award from the scheme.
Right.
So it's just a payment to yourself. Not yeah, I can get clarity on that for you. But
So I've
I'm not aware of any tax once like on the award itself. The only tax that you do pay is to ourselves. Obviously, with us being a
Yeah.
solicitors, we pay that tax, which is the VAT. So that's why it's 16% plus VAT.
So I wouldn't need to declare that to my accountant.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But again, I can always get that clarity for you and come back.
Right.
Tax
And
and make accountants
what did
aware.
you say your success rate was?
Accountants aware. Sorry, my bad, I was making notes. Our success fee, it does vary. Just obviously on the level of awards. We don't take a set fee in itself. It all, without going into obviously like the minuscule details, because it's all background work. But basically, so you've got the clarity. 16% is the whole of our figures together. So that's the time on your case.
No, that's not what I was asking.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm putting into it. So it's the time and effort put into your case, and then whatever as well, that obviously you get awarded, our success fee is always part of that 16%, so it's never separate.
No, what I meant was, are you quite successful in bringing things to fruition and people being awarded?
The success rate, I get you. Sorry, I thought you said the success fee. That's my apologies, Maria. I do apologize.
Okay.
Yes, we are. I wouldn't just say it for the sake of it. We are a very loyal and trustworthy law firm in regards to getting yourself and many of our clients closure. for the wrongdoing during the time in care.
Wow.
Not only for to give ourselves the credit, the scheme itself is quite a successful scheme. Because as I said to you, well, you know, and other likes of yourself, you know, you don't have exact or you may not have exact social care records or paperwork. But you have a statement, you have a story to tell. That in itself is success for the scheme. So it, as well as ourselves doing what we can to present the best case, the scheme is quite successful. I think it's all on Google yourself. Not really a scheme where they've knocked people back.
Right. So remember you had said that you wouldn't be going for the 10,000.
Yeah.
You'd go for the other one. What if you weren't successful at the other one? You can't go back to the 10 and ask for that.
They're both basically the same thing. The £10,000 is just you being acknowledged of being in care. The £100,000 is the support and evidence, or sorry, up to, is the support and evidence that we all give, which is obviously the witness statements, the medical records, the care certain records. So it's, I understand your question, but they both play a part together. So the minimum you can get awarded is £10,000. We're going with for the individually assessed payment.
Right. It's just I wondered if there wasn't enough evidence for the individually assessed because you've ignored the 10,000 one. Would that just be known that you wouldn't get paid out anything? That's all I wondered.
Yeah. No, I understand. No, with going for the individually assessed payments, the minimum that you will get with the £100,000 is that 10,000.
Right.
So no matter what, you are applicable for 10,000 or more.
Okay.
I've just done a little search for yourself on Google there. And basically, the success rate for the Scottish Reader Scheme is 97% of applicants.
Right.
Have a positive outcome of getting something out of the scheme. And there's only 3% that have requested for a review.
Okay. Right, I think that's everything covered.
Well, this is what I'm here for. As I said, that's I'm a phone call away for any questions that you've got. So you're more than welcome to give me a call back if anything else does pop into mind.
You were going to find out if I had to declare that to my accountant.
Yeah.
I'm self-employed, you see. So anything that would come into my bank account, does he have to know?
Yeah, no, of course. I'll speak to my manager regarding that, and I'll get some answers for you. I'll probably give you a call back this afternoon with the answers to that.
Right, or if you don't get me, you could just text or email just to say yes, no, or whatever.
Yep, of course. If anything, I'll probably email you if I don't get to catch you.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, Aaron.
Not a problem, Marie. Thank you very much.
I'll speak to you later.
I shall speak to you soon as well. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.